sure has lent me something.
Oh.
And so when she said, I'm a dresser, Dad. And I wore a dress so long, they said, I don't know how you keep your colors in your clothes like that. Well, I
and
don't.
And that's how?
Mm-hmm. I'm on the wrong side. Something around here on these things, I'll iron that dress all over, and then I take it off the iron board and go on the wrong side of that rough stuff, you know, and iron it.
Mm-hmm.
And so it always keeps the color.
Mm-hmm. That's okay. Well, that's good to remember. I'll have to remember. If you were talking about a woman there, a girl, who really does like to stand in front of the mirror and fix herself up all the time, you say, boy, she really likes to... If she's just always, you know, fixing up.
Primping up.
Yeah,
primping.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And if a woman likes to wear, like, just real fancy clothes, then you say, well, she likes to...
show out. Play.
Mm-hmm. Now, what would you call a little leather container with a clasp on it to put your coins in?
Purse.
And what about one of these? You call this a...
wrist watch.
And then the one that people just wear just for looks. I mean, not really a watch, but just...
a wristband.
Mm-hmm. Or like those things that they used, where they'll all wear several of them, just that jangle all around you.
I don't know if you got me on that.
Well, I'm thinking about bracelets. Did people wear?
Yeah, bracelets. I got some of them.
Yeah, I just wondered, did people wear those?
They used to wear them, but everybody wear them now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was wondering. Now, also, would people used to wear, like when you were younger, around their neck, what would they wear?
Beads.
They'd wear beads.
Mm-hmm.
And what about what men would wear to hold up their breeches?
Suspenders.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Well, what about those on overalls? What would they call those things that went over their shoulders?
They're the suspenders to their overalls.
The overalls. Now, what would you call that thing that you hold over your head when it rains?
Parasol. Some people call them umbrellas.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
But we call them parasols, man.
Mm-hmm. Now, like when you would, like especially like in the older days, what would you call the fancy top cover that you put on a bed?
Bedspread.
You'd call it bedspread?
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever hear it called, when you were young, ever hear it called anything else? A cover?
Counterpin.
Oh, yeah. Bet you hadn't heard thought about that in a long time.
And I got one.
You got one?
I got one that was 30 some odd years old.
Really?
White. Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. And that was when they call it a
counterpane.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. What about, like, well, at the head of the bed, you put your head on a
pillow.
And did you ever see one that went, like, big enough for two people to...
both stuff?
Yeah. Now, what about those covers that people used to make themselves? They used little pieces of cloth and sew it together and then put batting, I think they could call it.
Quilt.
Now, what about if you didn't have enough beds and you had some extra people stay at your house, you'd have to put down
a floor. Make a pallet.
You have to make a pallet?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And now this next part is about land and things, soil. Now, if you were talking about land that grows most anything, that no matter what you put in there, it'll grow.
Mm-hmm.
You say that soil is really
rich.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if it
will grow anything, you know, if it's good for just growing those
things. Yeah. That's rich land.
That'd be rich land.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.